Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Were you really defending that show 30 Rock?
Was I defending 30 Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked the pilot. I didn't see the second episode.
Oof.
What? You didn't like it?
Well, NBC's going to ankle that laugher. Mark my words, it's not even going to last this season.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, wait, you said they're going to ankle that laugher.
Yeah.
Which I recognize that as, that's the kind of like industry lingo they use in like Variety magazine. Are you from that? Like, are you a Variety magazine reader?
I read it. Yeah. I mean, I read it. I've been in it. Yeah. I mean, word is that thing tanked at the upfronts, and people are trying to make it seem like everyone loved it from the get go. You know, but it's not the case.
The upfront. So you really have the, you said you're in the industry?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you in the industry?
Well, I did this reality show for NBC recently, and I, not to toot my own horn, but I killed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was the show?
Well, it's this reality show. It was actually on last Friday night on NBC, little network called NBC.
Yeah, I'm familiar with
it. Have you
NBC.
Heard of it? I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. What time on Friday night?
9 o'clock.
Huh. I was actually watching TV last Friday at 9 o'clock. I don't think it was a reality show. The only thing I think it was on was that Dateline To Catch a Pervert thing.
Hey, jerk. It's called To Catch a Predator, not Pervert. Show some respect, okay?
Show some respect to who?
To me.
What? You were on that show?
Let me take you back. Do you remember a guy in green sweats, tube socks, and a Sister Sheila hoodie? Pencil
yeah.
thin mustache?
Yes, I do. You were... There was like a thing in, was it like in a, like a little patio or something?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was me.
And why, are you proud?
Phil 1965.
What's that?
Phil 1965.
So your name, so I guess I can tell her this is Phil on the air. Your name is Phil?
No.
So you're using like an assumed name?
Well, I spell Phil a different way.
Ew.
What?
Ugh.
Hey.
That's just... So you were on Dateline NBC.
Yeah.
To catch a predator.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I was online, and, you know, I go, and I go to meet this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's a total setup.
What is?
Well, I get there. You know, I got the, I got my stuff with me. And, you know... Basically, she says, I hear this voice.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I spilled something on my shirt. Hang on, I got to run upstairs and change. Wait for me, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
Yeah. And
I'm standing there, you know.
Waiting for her to come down and
yeah.
change.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then who comes out?
Chris Hansen.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And then he kind of gives you the, he kind of grills you.
Totally. You know, he's like, what are you doing here? And I'm, you know, I said the truth. I told the truth.
And what was the truth?
Well, you know how, like, when you're a kid and your dad catches you, like, smoking cigarettes and stuff?
Uh-huh.
And the way he gets you to stop doing it is to make you smoke, like, a pack all at once.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was going there, you know, to sort of warn her about that, you know, kind of. Hey, you know, a lot of nut jobs out there. Stay away.
Dang. You, if I remember correctly, you came with like a keg of beer.
Yeah. Why?
So what on earth were you going to warn her? You were going there to warn this person, and you had a keg of beer with you.
Well, like I said, you know.
What?
Well, you know, give her some beer, and then, you know, she'll have enough, and then she doesn't want to have any more beer, and I go home.
You're just a pervert.
You can't call me that.
You are. What? So the whole thing is a setup, you're saying?
Right, yeah.
Obviously.
I'm actually going to sue the city of Newbridge for it.
And why is that?
Well, because it was dirty pool, you know?
What was dirty pool?
Well, you know, I just happened to be, you know, on this website by accident, and, you know, I get lured into this trap.
Uh-huh. What was the trap? And what was the website?
That's TooYoungForYou.com.
And what was that?
TooYoungForYou.com.
TooYoungForYou.com?
Yes.
So you're cruising TooYoungForYou.com.
She said she was an adult. I hate when people lie. Oh, it burns me.
Yeah, so you hate dishonesty.
You know who else I hate?
Who?
Chris Hansen.
And why is that?
Well, he comes out and he's all like, hey, can I help you? And
uh-huh.
I go, not unless you want to help me lug this keg inside.
Okay.
You know.
Well, so you kind of threw out a little joke there.
Well, I didn't, to be honest, I really didn't recognize him. He goes, I'm Chris Hansen. And I go, no, you're not. Shut up. Because he looked pretty different up close.
Uh-huh.
You know? And without tuning my own horn, Tom.
Yeah.
I could tell he was more than a little intimidated by me.
Chris Hansen was intimidated by you.
Totally, yeah.
Really?
Well, I have this swagger. You know, it can only be described as rock star-like, you know, kind of like a cross between Jim Morrison and Nick Mars. Hello?
So you have a rock star swagger.
Kind of like a little hunch, yeah, but also leather pants.
So you're cool. You think Chris Hansen was intimidated because you're so cool.
Oh, totally, you know. And then when, you know, the whole crew comes out, you know, like the film crew comes out.
Uh-huh.
Gonna say, I'm blah, 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 and, you know, you're being filmed. I was cracking these guys up. It was insane.
Cracking who up? The crew?
Crew guys, yeah. They were trying to hold it back, but I could tell they were super into it. It was like I was doing crowd work or something.
So you were, like how so?
Well, you know, like you when you go to a sitcom or something and there's the guy that warms up.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was like that. It was like Don Rickles, sort of. They had this Mexican cameraman.
Uh-huh.
I was doing these beaner jokes. And he was trying not to laugh, but it was great, you know.
Really? So you were cracking everyone up.
Oh, you know, I mean, you know. And then I say to Brian Williams.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I say to Hansen, I say, you don't have it going on, man. You're weak.
You said that to Chris Hansen.
I do. I said, leave it to Siegenthaler. You're no anchor, my man.
Okay.
And then he goes, you know what? You could be an anchor. He was really impressed by my whole vibe, pretty much.
Chris Hansen, after you show up on To Catch a Predator.
Oh, yeah.
In a house, how old did you think this girl was?
I thought she was like 18.
Uh-huh. Well, how old did she say she was online?
14. Why?
Oh, that's so creepy.
Well,
so you show up
don't
too.
Don't judge me, jerk.
Oh, yeah, I'm the jerk. So Chris Hansen comes out, and then you start cracking the crew up.
Right.
And then he says to you, what did he say to you?
He said he was impressed, you know, and he basically was, you know, his whole vibe was like, dude, you could be an anchor yourself.
Really? He really said that?
Well, no. I mean, he said I was sick. I was sick to be there preying on underage girls. But I could tell that he was impressed just by his whole kind of vibe, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you know what's awesome?
What's that?
I didn't leave that house for like an hour and a half. I hold the record for being in the house the longest of any predator ever.
Wow, that's That's something to hang your hat on.
Well, you know, I wanted to make an impression. You know, I knew that was probably my only time in the near foreseeable future to get primetime FaceTime.
Uh-huh. So you really took advantage of it.
Well, yeah, I did a monologue and I read some sides.
So you're kind of like an actor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's tough out there. So, like I said, you want to get as much FaceTime as you can.
So you took advantage of the fact that you were caught going over to as a predator, and you decided that this was a good time to get in front of the cameras and kind of show your stuff.
Hey, you got to make the most of opportunities. You know, you've got to pounce on them. That's why I did that monologue from President Baseball.
That movie, the movie President Baseball. What? Which monologue did you do?
I did the one that Brendan Fraser does. You know, when he comes out when the little Chinese guy has a little finger on the button during the World Series.
Yeah.
And he goes, comes out to the mound, and he goes, "Mr. President, I have one thing to say to you." And then there's dead silence, you know.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks that he's going to say, you know, you got to deal with the Chinese situation, but he actually says. And you can say it with me if you want, because I know you know it. "Strike this guy out."
I do remember that.
I did that. And I also read this great scene from an episode of one of my favorite shows of all time.
What's that?
From the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
The Reggae Kid.
Which was on the Shout Network,
exactly,
if I remember correctly.
Yeah. About this family that goes to Jamaica for a vacation, and when they get home, there's this little kid in the suitcase, and he's stowed away.
Yeah, I remember not being a big fan of that show.
Wait, what?
So you did a monologue from President Baseball.
Yeah.
And then you did a scene from The Reggae Kid.
Yeah, which was tough because I couldn't get anyone to read Deirdre's part.
So you were looking to get people to act with you.
Oh, totally. And they, I mean, they were acting icy and aloof, but I could tell that they were sort of excited about me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I mean, they acted really mad.
Uh-huh.
You know.
So they were acting mad, but they were really excited about
Yeah, and they were trying, they were, eventually they were trying to shuffle me out because there was this other predator coming.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you were spending a little too much time on
That's
camera.
What they said. Uh-huh. But in my defense,
yeah.
Check this out. The lead cop, Officer Harrops.
Uh-huh.
Totally impressed by how I held myself and my whole vibe.
Yeah.
And at one point he said he wished the camera was weren't rolling so he could let me go.
Really?
Oh, well, and he said he'd love to have me on the force, too.
So this cop...
Yeah.
Is pretty much apprehending you, and he's telling you that he not only doesn't want to apprehend you...
Right.
But he wishes that you were a fellow law enforcement
officer. Oh, totally, yeah.
Really? He really did?
Well, no. In all honesty, I couldn't really see his face because I was face down in the gravel with this policewoman's knee in my back.
Uh-huh.
But I was definitely picking up on the vibe, you know?
What vibe?
You know, that he was into my whole thing.
Oh, so he picked up on some sort of thing that you've got, even though these people are arresting you and...
Well, they got to go through the motions. And speaking of, did you see when they took me to the jail and I went in front of the judge?
I vaguely remember that.
Well, it was the guy who replaced Montgomery Davies, you know?
Uh-huh.
With the, you know, the guy with the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The device.
Yeah.
They didn't leave this part in, but I made this joke to this judge. There was something basically like, "Hey, I think I hear this whirring sound under your robe. You better watch yourself."
And everyone, the judge tolerated that?
Oh, he was laughing so hard.
Really?
Well, not really. He said I was the worst form of human, and if it was up to him, I'd be incarcerated for life. And he said, basically, that I made him madder than a rattlesnake at a Thai wedding.
Okay, so you kind of have a little delusional quality going on.
Oh, I don't think so. I think, you know, it just, I am what I am, and, you know, love it or leave it, love me or leave me. All I can say is thank God my Uncle Maurice bailed me out, because that jail was tough stuff.
Who is your uncle?
Maurice Kern.
Oh, from Kern Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, why?
Oh, I've had plenty of run-ins with Maurice Kern over the years.
He's a saint, isn't he?
What's that?
He's a saint.
A saint. I would say he's less than a saint.
Ooh. Okay, well, that could cost you. So, hey, but seriously.
Yeah.
Here's where you come in.
Okay.
Looking for an agent.
Uh-huh. And why is that where I come in?
Well, you help me get an agent because I need to spin this whole thing off.
Spin what thing? The whole predator thing?
Totally, yeah. See, you're already on board. I love it.
Okay. How on earth are you looking to spin this thing?
Well, it's all about tie-ins and brandings now. So I figure I'm the predator.
Uh-huh. You know,
and I pitch shows. I got so many shows. I'm hoping for a pitch meeting with Kevin Riley. I probably can't get Zucker.
Yeah, well, Kevin Riley's what, the VP of NBC?
Oh, yeah.
So you're hoping to get in front of Kevin Riley and do what?
Well, he owes it to me. They all do.
Why do they owe you anything?
Well, if you saw any of those promos that they were running all last week, you saw that my tasering was in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
People are tuning in for that. They're not tuning in for the guy that starts crying. Oh, you mean you do? Oh, my only time I ever did it.
Those wimpy guys.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah. So you were
tough stuff.
What's that?
They want the tough stuff.
Ugh. So they owe you because when you got tasered,
right?
It made for good programming fodder.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And they were able to promote the show by showing you getting tasered.
Hey, word that I got was that it was huge ad revenue that week.
Ugh. So how on earth?
That's what it comes down to, isn't it?
Ad revenue.
I'm just hoping I can get a piece of that, you know, and I certainly will, you know, when Predator Strikes Back comes into being.
Well, what is Predator Strikes Back?
Well, it's when a bunch of predators basically were fed up with stuff and we're fed up with John Q. Law and we go after John Q. Law.
Uh-huh.
That's great. It's basically, I'm thinking it could be me, Buzzy, Father Mike, other guys from my cell.
And this is what? This is a show you're pitching?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Predators Strike Back.
Yeah.
And what are they striking back against? John Q. Law?
Yeah, the man. The man's putting them down, falsely accusing them, all kinds of stuff.
And how would they be striking back?
Oh, you know, with max force, basically. You know, any means necessary. Guns. Whips.
And why would anybody want that? You guys are criminals and perverts.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're not on board with PSB.
Uh-huh.
How about ATP?
ATP. What is ATP?
America's Top Predator.
What is America's Top Predator?
Well, it's kind of like American Idol.
Uh-huh.
Singing, dancing, that sort of thing, but a little darker.
Ugh, I'm sure it's a... So it would be a talent show.
Yeah.
For
these guys are talented.
Sex
offenders. There was one guy in my cell, Jake.
Uh-huh.
He played air guitar, but you could sort of hear it.
So was he doing the thing with his mouth, like making the sounds or something?
No, actually, he was rubbing his, like, where his pick was, sort of,
yeah,
against his crotch.
Ugh, God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right, well, let me run this by you.
America's Top Predator.
I was talking about the dark just now.
Yeah.
About the light.
Okay.
Predator Prayers.
Predator Prayers.
Yeah, do you know that show Three Wishes?
Yeah.
Where they build houses and stuff for, you know, for the underprivileged, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
Same sort of thing, but the predators do it.
Oh, who on earth would want a predator to show up and build them a house?
I don't know. I think it's a great idea. I can't wait to tell Kevin Riley about it.
Oh, and I'm sure you'll get that meeting with Kevin Riley.
Okay, well, here's one I could take to one of the secondary cable markets.
Uh-huh.
Cable show networks.
Yeah.
The Predator's Guide to Early Retirement. Kind of like a money show.
So it would be like you,
yeah,
giving investment advice.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And can I ask why anyone would take investment advice from you?
I think they'd be totally into it. You know?
Yeah, I think...
The old saying goes that, what does a predator not know? And the answer is nothing. Predator does not know nothing.
So predators know everything.
Exactly, yeah. All right, well, how about Get Rich Predator style?
What is that?
It's kind of the same thing, but it's a little more upbeat. We have like more of like a rock and roll soundtrack to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Mad Money, but hosted by, I'm assuming, you.
Oh, totally, yeah. Me and probably Buzzy, too. Probably get Father Mike in there also.
So it would be you guys kind of giving stock tips.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what qualifies you to give stock tips again?
You know, I've seen those shows myself, you know, and I'm a predator, so I got that whole extra sort of, like, vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The vibe. Yeah. Oh, you mean that sex offender vibe?
Hey, you can't prove that. Hey, what about Predator Force?
Okay. I'm intrigued by Predator Force.
Oh,
what is that?
I love it.
What is Predator Force?
It'll be prime time by spring.
Okay, and what is Predator Force?
Well, it's me and a bunch of other predators.
Uh-huh.
And we go over and we kind of kick ass in Iran.
It's you and a bunch of other predators.
Yeah.
You go to where?
Iran.
Iran. Iraq?
Well, you know, one of those places where all the stuff's going on. All the creeps are kind of doing stuff. And we got to nuke them.
Oh, so you guys are heroes.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we're doing it for Uncle Sam.
Who wouldn't? Wow. Who wouldn't cheer on a bunch of sex offenders, a bunch of creepy predators going over fighting for America?
Wait till you see the guy. I'm actually going to defer to this other guy as the star of Predator Force.
And who's that?
This guy. He's the all-American hero. But he's not actually American, but he's... Oh, my God. You're going to love this dude.
Who is that?
Well, his name's Werner.
Werner. I know a Werner.
He was in my cell also.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't see him on the show because they cut his stuff out because they said he was too creepy.
So he got caught also.
Yeah, he came in that house, and he was kind of brandishing like this wet towel on the end of a stick and a Slurpee.
And Dateline NBC just made the judgment call.
I guess they said it was too nuts, you know. I tried to get Hansen to answer why they wouldn't show it, but he's been very tight-lipped.
And how exactly are you communicating with Chris Hansen?
Well, I'm sort of sending email. I was sending emails through the prison computer,
uh-huh.
But they were bouncing back. He gave me a fake email. Jerk.
Yeah, what a jerk. You're right. I'm amazed that Chris Hansen doesn't want to just be chit-chatting with you on the internet.
You know who does, though?
Who?
TLS.
Who?
TLS.
TLS. TLS. Who or what is TLS?
Only the greatest filmmaker of our time.
Oh, Trent L. Strauss?
Yeah.
So... How I should have known you'd be involved with Trent L. Strauss somehow. How are you involved with him?
He heard about my whole thing, and I pitched him this great film idea.
Uh-huh, and what is the film idea?
It's called Predator Nights.
Predator Nights?
Yeah, why?
Oh, well, can you tell me the plot of Predator Nights?
Well, basically, I go to meet someone. I have this plan to meet this... you know, this hot young lady.
How old?
Well, we don't need to get into that, do
we? Give me an age.
Come on. You're trying to entrap me again. I don't like it.
Give me an age.
14.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
So you're just a pedophile.
Stop judging.
Go. I'm...
Well, I never meet her, okay? Because listen to what happens next.
What?
I get to this house.
Yeah.
And it's haunted.
So you get to, like, a haunted Dateline NBC house.
No, well, yeah, I mean, it's the ghost of all the Dateline people that got murdered.
How did they get murdered?
I murdered them it's almost like a prequel kind of thing.
Oh, so the movie that would come before this.
Exactly, yeah.
You murdered them.
Yeah, well, I had to.
And you're actually dumb enough to go back to the house that you murdered them in.
Hey, don't call me that. But I'll tell you, when you watch it, you really feel for Hacksaw.
Who Hacksaw is the main character?
That's me, yeah.
So you play Hacksaw.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you are in a haunted house.
Exactly, yeah.
And you're fighting ghosts?
Yeah, all kinds of things. It's really creepy, yeah. Trent can't wait to get on it.
Uh-huh.
But that's the hitch.
What's the hitch?
Why I need you also.
Uh-huh.
My trial is tomorrow.
Okay.
And? I need you to testify on my behalf.
Well, how would I testify on your behalf? I don't even know you.
Well, I want you to say that I was with you that day.
Oh, don't they have you on video? Like, what about the hour and a half you performed for Chris Hansen?
Well, how about this? You come to court dressed just like me. I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to wear.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Probably the same thing, the sweatpants and the Sister Sheila hoodie.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you could put on like a little mustache, pencil thin sort of deal.
Okay.
You come in looking just like me. You say it was you, not me.
And why am I doing that?
Because you want to help me, right?
I have.
But you don't want to do it?
What?
Well, I'll just say it's you then.
Why would I?
I'll just say it was you.
Why would I want to help you? You are clearly a pedophile. You're just the lowest person maybe I've ever spoken to in my life.
You sound like Hansen and the film crew.
Yeah?
Judge.
Well, you should be judge.
And everybody at the booking station.
You're
my cellmates.
You're a criminal and
Fred
and
L. Strauss.
You are a horrible person.
Hey.
I you really should go to jail and you should just go get help.
Looks like you and I are going to fight it out in court tomorrow then.
So how are we going to fight it out in court?
You're going to get there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say it was you. If you have the cojones to say that I was me, it's going to start, okay? And be warned.
Yeah.
I'm big, as you saw in that clip.
Well, how big are you?
How big are you?
Like 6'2"?
Ooh.
Why, how big are you?
5.
5 what?
5 foot.
So you're 5 feet tall.
You sound little. You're that tall?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So you were actually saying you're big.
I thought I was big compared to you because you sound really little.
What did you think I was, 4'4"?
Like 3'8".
3'8"?
You sound like a little munchkin. Oh, boy. Now I'm screwed.
Well, good. You did something horrible. You need to get help.
I got to get out of here.
No, you need to get help.
I got
to
go see Bryce. Bryce could probably get me on a outgoing cargo train car.
Uh-huh. Right.
I think at like 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
He's out by Lady Foot Locker. It's getting cold out there.
Uh-huh. So you know the Lady Foot Locker?
I used to work there. I used to manage it.
You managed the old Lady Foot Locker?
I did, until it went out of business, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I've always wondered why the Lady Foot Locker went out of business.
Well, some stuff went down. You know, people were accusing other people of doing stuff.
Like what kind of stuff?
Well, people were accusing me of selling rails out of the back of it.
Okay, selling. And were you?
Define, was I.
Did you ever exchange cocaine for money?
Define money.
Cash.
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Why? You're a horrible person. You might be the worst person I've ever spoken to in my life. And I am glad you're going to be sentenced tomorrow.
I'm not going to be sentenced because I'm going to jump on that car, that train car.
How?
And when I do?
Yeah.
We're going to go.
Ugh. And he, there we go. Okay. Wow. Maybe the worst person I've ever spoken to. Was that guy horrible, Mike? You can't get much lower. He's a sicko. He was one of those Dateline perverts.
thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worster, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.